I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2010 marks the fifth year since Sudan's North and South signed the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. The accord brought an end to civil war, but unrest proves the mood is anything but peaceful. Kids Alive's Matt Parker says as refugees return to their homes in southern Sudan, the problem with street children becomes greater. Kids Alive is helping more than 300 kids. In fact, they recently launched a children's home in the town of Wau. A key goal is to reach these children with the good news of Jesus Christ. And many prisoners in Tonga are detained as a result of violent riots. A race war between indigenous Tongans and Chinese businessmen is the cause of much of that violence. Correctional officials believe that a strong Bible study will help with reconciliation. Crossroad Bible Institute has risen to the occasion and will now provide prison ministry to Tongan inmates. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org, or you can search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.